Yep, you're live.
I'm live. Oh, I actually am live. The unfortunate announcement is that we were not accepted for APA this time around. So no Denver for us this year.
We can still crash.
Well, we could definitely go to Denver if you want to go there. But that is my announcement.
But we'll, you know, follow with something hopeful.
But we're looking into a poster session at another conference.
Right here in New York.
In June. But we're not 100% sure about that, so I don't want to get into this.
No, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a poster session. Yeah.
Okay. I'm
pretty sure.
Why didn't they say it?
You're going to find out.
All right. I'll find out, and I'll report back.
2 years ago, people know Michelle. Remember Michelle Fanciullo? You guys were on that poster, I believe. Some of you two weren't, obviously, but I think you two were or might have been. She presented that poster at the NISPA conference, which that year was in Manhattan. This year it's in White Plains. So we have prior success with that conference.
Yeah.
So
it's weird. I'm hopeful. I am hopeful. Very hopeful.
You didn't sound hopeful.
Sorry. I'm hopeful of that.
Didn't we submit like two?
We submitted just to APA. Okay. This is the one you're thinking of is the one that I'm finding out if there is a poster session for or not.
Okay. And then that, it was just this project, not the other project either? Or wasn't you were taking up?
Right.
Well, that's...
Oh, so both were?
Right.
They were both?
Right.
See, I didn't even know that.
Oh, sorry.
And did you resubmit both of them?
I did.
And they were both rejected?
They were.
Okay, see, now I'm just hearing that myself.
Right? Sorry, that was unclear.
All right, so we can submit both of them to NISPA.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You have to think positive.
Well, I said next year to APA. That is positive.
Yeah, I guess, but let's try for NISPA now.
Okay. I'll let you know when I get anything
back
from that person.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I guess that's it.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye, Julia.
Bye.
Bye.
So this is next week.
It's really nice to. I thought I had this one. Did you say I got this one?
So you guys have turned in all used flash drives.
Yeah. I can't speak for Mike, but I have. Wow.
Yeah, you've got all my flash drives.
Okay, so you guys are fine. Now, I checked the correlations, and there was one that was just...
Yeah, is it possible for us to I'm actually going through it, and it's like, so, yeah, we'll spend the hour talking.
You know, one option is to, I know you've already turned in your flash drives, but make sure you're recording
the
same session.
Right video.
What was the ID number of that one? Do you guys remember?
1855.
So... You know, I'm not impervious to mistakes, and there's always the possibility that I put on two different videos.
That, I don't know.
By the way, if you guys can think of a more efficient way of doing this, let me know.
So you just want to check and make sure you're looking at the same thing.
In the meantime, what are you guys doing?
Doing.
Doing?
Yeah.
You guys find anything there?
This one.
Yeah. I recognize that one of them was one of them. I remember the slash. So this is a new one. This is one that we didn't come up with last week.
What investigative technique did you use to find this one?
Well, you know how in the database it has more than one site? I just used something other than like site info or site article. But I just went down all the psychology ones, and then I tried that one.
Okay. Were they the same?
Yeah, unfortunately.
By the way, what we're going to do with that one 1857, I'm going to reassign it to the
okay.
We can't possibly.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I didn't put, you know, my 7 through 9 and 1 through 6 for some reason. Or 1 through 3. I don't know what happened.
I assume you guys check for the distribution that's 5, 8, 12, 16, 18, 16.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, the first time I sent it to Anna, it was wrong.
She caught it, or you caught it?
I caught it, and then I sent it to her revised. So the only possible mistake is that she used the wrong version of the first.
It was of this particular.
What was the issue? Did you have it written?
The thing originally was that I put 15 into the 4 pile and 17.
I can check right now.
Into the 6 pile, and then I caught it, revised it, and.
This is the first time I did over the weekend, so I should have.
So what item number, do you remember?
I don't remember the item number. I just remember that there was 15 fours and 17 sixes, so I swapped.
Okay, I can check the frequency.
One into the 4 pile, and then one into the 6 into the 5 pile.
Nope, the distribution's correct. You think these review sessions help?
Think they're helpful? But now, I mean, I can do it one-on-one. I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, I mean, I think they help after the fact. I don't know how much they help in terms of viewing the new ones. Because, like, we did it last week. It was helpful. But we got now 0.0.
Well, but the other two were okay.
The other two were fine. Yeah. So
so maybe this is just an anomaly.
I'm hoping for that.
Adolescents really would have changed. Can't really compare when you get used to adolescents.
Yeah, because the oldest person
that
is 10
between that piece of the 10. Yeah, I was most efficient in like 6 or 7. He had all those like playful shrieks, like he was pretty demonstrative.
I don't like the scary, kind of slapped the scary.
Yeah, how come a person was slapped only if a person does something in real life? Some people slap each other. No response to his getting slapped scary until doesn't want to respond. Fast machine facial grimaces. Time to make another machine. He was like going along with the games really while he was being really cooperative. He was sort of using that doll as his sort of projective. The doll was like whispering in his ear.
Right.
Which I thought was awesome. The therapist was great.
I love her.
Yeah.
You're the one that's not
true. Constant thing that he can't talk about negative topics.
Yeah.
Seems like I asked a question and he didn't want to answer.
The writing is so small no one else can read it but him.
Feels guilty or ashamed about not does I was asking myself, does he feel guilty or ashamed about not wanting to talk about bad things? He provided a lot of directives for the activity. He was encouraging. He told the GST to draw certain ways, and she did, and he told her that's good. He was smiling a lot by 13 minutes in. He had a really positive affect.
Really?
I thought so. More so than not usual, but he was brightened up halfway through.
Oh, wow, that part, I guess.
I noted that he doesn't hold the markers very well. I don't know if that has anything to do with like competency and skill, but I just wrote that his dexterity is a little off. He took Doll's clothes off.
Is that where he's like Doll's and now he's explaining stuff?
Yes, I think so. I kept on making notes about like the projection, his empathy, assigning his own feelings to the doll and whispering in his ear. And,
but the doll also has, or he has no grade button, right?
Oh, I kind of, yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
He takes a really long time to like formulate and articulate his responses. Gets really wrapped up in activities. Defense mechanism, stress, doesn't want to engage with GST sometimes.
Scary thing, the car is scared of the dark tunnel.
Yeah.
Trying a lot.
Isn't he had a lot of nonverbal communication?
He's
all saying that just like themselves because they're just toys. He like loses that, I imagine, his cooperation as she's like trying to
this grow one him more
like, kind of getting
so that one's not listening.
I felt like he was still empathic throughout the interview. Like he kept on telling me, like, don't worry, like all that kind of stuff.
He said that to her?
Yeah, he said a lot of things, sort of like, don't worry, like that kind of things. Dog has his favorite ball, and that will keep him company. Doesn't need other dogs to play with. Solitary activities.
Yeah, he just seems so alone in this one.
Yeah, but he did share his drawings. He doesn't keep those to himself.
But he, like, intentionally
makes them hard. Yeah. Still have the fantasy life. He's
Yeah.
She was like that moving all around the room. It's like all the roads she drew. So numeral trace, warm and responsive. I said six, you said one.
I don't see him as warm and responsive at all in this one.
So absolutely like total bastard. One.
He's not a total bastard in this one, but he's just like
he's just really
really
who's the total bastard?
Well,
the child or the therapist?
The child. I gave a six to warmness and responsive and responsiveness, and now I gave a one. So.
Jeez.
Wow.
What would a one look like for responsiveness?
For unresponsiveness?
Or for if the item is warm
like
and responsive.
Completely frigid
and aloof.
I would say that the therapist is making attempts at getting him to be responsive, and he's resisting attempts at being responsive.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a one. I think it would require the therapist to provide some kind of stimulus, and then he's resisting the stimulus.
I think that overall he was just way too not like old, like so engaged in the session, but
yeah.
I mean, it's not like he was completely just taciturn.
Yeah, that's true.
I could go down to, I mean, that was probably one that I could have gone with. 4 to 6, so
I would put in
3, 4, maybe.
Definitely not a 6.
Mm.
And I did not get a 1 from him, so.
Well.
And he wasn't that responsive either. But she was trying to put it in, he just was not giving her much. He was like intentionally telling her, no, I'm not going to tell you about this.
Mm. Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, I guess leaning a little left to. Six, helpful and cooperative. Sort of along the same lines. Yeah, I mean, I felt like he was cooperative, even if he was, I think that he was sensing where she was going a lot more with her probing, but I don't think that prevented him from like going along with the games and involving her. And,
no, not with the games, I agree with you there. So like, like he just would not. Like she made it clear to him, like you're all gonna open up to me when you want to. He heard it, you know. But she repeatedly.
Yeah, this one we can say.
Yay! Finally.
Has with California, like
child disease, to talk about negative.
Has to do with experience. High risk of group
unpleasant.
Which are maltreated children in the age range.
I mean, right.
These are kids.
I could meet you somewhere in the middle on that. Not
10 to 12.
Five, like,
yeah,
it's not a character,
right.
Ignoring characteristics.
Right.
So the first wave of data collection is ages 10 to 12, which is close to 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yet a little less.
I could get
yeah.
Less.
Yay!
Finally!
All right,
a little more eco-friendly.
Baby,
so
thoughts
I have
to himself. Well, I can see your 9. I mean, I don't think I would have said 9 because I think that.
Yeah,
yeah,
I could take it down to
7. Yeah, I can do 7 also. Yeah. 9 makes good and close friendships with other people. I gave a non committal 6. You gave 3.
I guess I gave 3 because he was slapping the girl. And it's not to say that it was him.
What girl?
The one who got slapped, I was slapping him.
Oh. I'm not sure if I read that that much into it.
Right, it's hard to tell what to do with
yeah.
This projective thing because it's not, it's just projective, so
yeah.
You don't know what to do with it. So.
I think that, well, I don't know the wording on the other card is
no.
Like, makes like genuine,
not so much
genuine,
yeah.
Like
it's
those relationships.
It's the right diagnosis.
Like,
it's not related to personality.
His relationships with the,
which is what we're really
just
interested in.
It's
world.
Different diagnosis.
Kind of open than usual. Like I think that you can still see their relationship and then
think it's
one that he likes their time together. Okay. So that's why I gave it a 6.
This one.
What's the name?
those friendships.
Would that be one? Yeah, I guess I didn't have that.
Okay.
I think it's like in the journal.
When did he transfer blame?
That's a good question. I don't think he did.
Yeah.
That was a mistake, honestly.
Okay. I can't think of any of the videos where he's transferred blame.
No, I agree with you.
That always ends up around the truth for me.
No, it's not really related. But it mentions personality pathology.
13 tries to stretch the limits. I shouldn't put it so low.
Also, it's an adolescent.
Is what would that look like?
Yeah, what would that even look like? Her to feel like a part of, but it sort of goes along with like the share lending and sharing. Like he really likes to involve her, and he's like proud of
look at
you know, his
anything else.
His you know his invention, his notions and all that. So I could do 7. I don't know if I put 8. But that goes so characteristic.
Oh.
But I think it's 7, right? Between 5.
You
this is the moral issues, fairness, protecting, or not protective of others, but fairness, reciprocity. Oh no, it is welfare of others also.
Yeah, I actually had a conversation with a person, and I saw
it,
but
it wasn't
about an adolescent problem.
Like the fairness and reciprocity.
And also,
but I think the
poster
is like really protective of others.
I felt when it came up in the search, and I was like confused as to why it was formatted.
Yeah, that's why.
I've never read like a poster summary.
Yeah.
I don't know where you saw that.
Yeah.
I can understand where you might have gotten that impression with the girl. Like, I had a tough time with this because the girl got slapped and he was very smushy, but then created the fast one.
So all his intentions were like ways for you to avoid getting slapped.
After the slapping happened, though.
Yeah. Post slap.
Well, both happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
And for this one, for this session, the moral issues and empathy. So
you highlighted the discrepancies.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Straight right there.
Oh, okay.
Lots of other kids know when he's upset or angry. So that's what is it? Expresses his negative feelings openly with peers.
So she's not a peer, right?
No, I don't consider her a peer.
Yeah.
That's why I said 5.
Yeah, then I agree with that.
He hasn't talked about a lot of kids in any of his sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So.
He barely talks about his brother.
All of the videos we've watched from so far have put the kids and peers and all that in somewhere around 5.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If
she would have told her.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Exactly. That's what I think the expressing, you know, negative, you know, is able to talk about unpleasant experience. Mm-hmm. So I rated that lower. Like you did, I probably rated it around two. So
can I go print? Cause
yeah, sure.
Fearful and anxious. There's so many cards that address the fear and anxiety, like the getting rattled and going to pieces and disorganized. And see, I see those more than like overt fear and anxiety. Like I see, you know, his defense mechanism of like going to the bathroom and then like clamming up and everything, but I don't see fear at all.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of anxiety when
but
she.
Scary.
Oh yeah, but it's scary to get slapped.
Yeah, and the gulp means scary.
Mm-hmm.
She asks, like, what is it like, and realizes that people get slapped.
Yeah.
No, no, it's cute.
Yeah, he's a cutie.
But okay, so.
I guess I would maybe, you know, I might bump it from a 3 to a 6, but I think that
the
a lot of his other,
No, it's just the other ones get coded along with stress.
Yeah.
So what do you see being stressful? Like, does it ever get said explicitly that they're stressors? Or
well, I think that his stressors are when he starts to perceive that she's probing him and, like, leading him down, like, a, you know, a road where he's going to have to, you know, express himself and articulate things that he's not always able to reflect on as well. But I don't think that he lets it come out. I don't think that he becomes visibly anxious or fearful.
Right. I don't think he does either, not visibly.
Right.
But
and so, or lack of language.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think that that's why I rate that one lower, but I,
but
for the stressors, I rate that higher.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right,
I guess.
But I would definitely bring it up from the 3, just because you can't see the fear and anxiety, doesn't mean it's not there. And
right.
It should be higher if he's, you know, high on those other cards.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking about that poster session. Actually, even though it's adolescence, they are trying to do something similar to what we're doing, trying to use process to indicate how personality changes. So maybe we would say that one. Sorry, I.
No, it's okay. I'll just put back up and put it on the bed.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, for the rest
of them, it's like
we're all logical. Portuguese, yeah.
I saw him just as being so
Portuguese, and the next one is, I believe, German and his language children.
What is it?
Wow.
A little lively, energetic?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a little less than other sessions.
Yeah,
but,
I just saw him being so quiet. So without energy. I mean, I would definitely move
it. I mean, I remember like him smashing the toys and doing all sorts of stuff, being very.
That's true.
I could go down to like 7, but I think that his. I think that his activeness in that session, that was characteristic of the session.
Okay.
Even though, you know, if we compared it to others, maybe not as much, but.
Yeah. No, I could move it up. I guess.
Okay. Protective of others, yeah, that was the big one for me. I thought that he was very protective of others.
Yeah, I can see that now after our conversation.
Yeah, the way he talks to the GST, his toys, his like
I do get the sense that he's projected in the GST most of the time. It's just a matter of this one with the slot machine. I thought there was something very aggressive about that. So I felt like there was a lack of protectiveness.
Well, it wasn't a real girl for that slot.
How do you advance
no,
the pages?
It wasn't, but it was just like.
Is there just some
magic? Oh, wait, how'd you do that?
two fingers.
Oh, two
and
fingers.
Then, yeah.
It's not moving.
But I guess
what other evidence?
That was it. I think I took it maybe to an exchange just because they talked about it for a long time. Like, what did they say at class?
Like, on top of the document.
That she wants to get away.
Okay.
And she worries it'll happen again. And then this time she gets the slot machine. She doesn't have slot first, so she can use it. Which I guess is protective. He then transitions if he's it to her, other than having a spot for it. So yeah, I would move mine up. And I can see where it's coming from, so I would put it back up at a 7.
Uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
Adults don't like him.
No, that's strange because she clearly likes him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would miss out too, so I agree.
Yeah, this, I'm not trying to like go back to all my other stories, but this kid I've given him 6s and 7s on him.
Yeah, and so the previous.
Yeah, she really likes him.
Yeah, she really likes him. Even if I like him.
Mm-hmm. That's the end for the empathy one.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought he was,
yeah,
a little bit of counter evidence. Like, it was a little weird. But, so I thought the overall, like, especially
one,
for.
I don't even know if you want to read it, but I think it's just for 91.
Spectrum, I think that he has.
But it does
really
mention young children's personality.
Yeah.
So, what
that's
was your.
I can't believe that diagnosis.
Yeah. Maybe it's not autism, maybe it's,
maybe it is a little
mild CP, down, no, not down, it's just,
I mean, I can understand the autism, it just might be like a very,
that's one that I'm not sure I could lower that.
Show her the drawings, even though they are impossible.
Yeah, there might. I think there's another one about.
Okay. So I'll put that.
Yeah, let's keep that.
Salty mood?
Sulky.
Okay.
And she was, not like really probing him, but I think that he was a little bit more on edge than usual, so.
Yeah, the change of the room.
So, that was how I feel about that. If we say that he did have an opportunity to cry,
yeah, no, definitely. I agree with you.
So I think between 1 and 3 for that.
Yeah, it was an error.
35, this thing is an error. I'm expressing itself. I think that's the end of it and constricted. Characteristic, but I, between, I think 3 and 7. Did he ask her to define any words in that session like he asked before? It seems like almost every session he asks her to define a word.
Not that I remember.
Right. I would probably change mine to before. Needs reassurance. There's a list of adults for and guidance or something, and there's this, I think that there's the is self-assertive, and then there's the looks to adults.
Right, I think that one is looks to adults. I think I agree with you actually with the two, the reason being because he didn't open up to her, so he's clearly not looking for her input, he's reading and showing her she doesn't get an opportunity to, so he's not speaking out for her, he's showing her that he's not speaking, so I agree with the two.
Vacillating and indecisive.
You felt like he was?
I did a six, so I felt...
I feel like he's so lonely.
Yeah. I felt like there was at least one time. I think that sometimes when he takes a long time to formulate a response, like that's big for him. I think that sometimes he either just falls into silence or he kind of throws out a bunch of garbled ideas until she kind of clarifies and is able to put it into words for him. So, yeah, I mean, that may be better at kind of what by his verbal fluency than being vacillating and indecisive. Worries about being deprived.
Is personality involved?
Yeah.
Is the CCQ involved?
No.
How do they assess personality?
So,
because I mean, the article highlights some considerations about personality structure in child psychosis.
Yeah,
one would think that they
there have been a couple times when I have wanted to put this card higher on the last six videos, but
the worries
about being deprived, but it never, it's always only like one tiny little piece of evidence or something that I kind of reasoned is better. I kind of believe by something else.
Yeah.
Like in the play with kids during all this time. Yeah, like I don't think he's worried about being deprived. I mean, especially since, you know, he was under the impression that the GST knew exactly where kids serve was.
Right.
And so, but he was playing along with the game, like trying to figure out where it was, so he didn't need that instant gratification.
Yeah.
Exaggerates about things that happen and blows things out of proportion. So I think that's something about mishaps, makes a big deal out of overreacts to mishaps or minor frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh, it's like overreact.
Yeah.
I
didn't think
he should. Yeah. Looking back on it, I guess the play was exaggerated, like the, I don't know, the
frustrations.
Like the, I don't know, I really got fixated on the slot machine, I guess, because that was such a big portion of it. And the writing was extremely small, so that was an exaggeration of like, really small.
Yeah, I think.
But I can see how, like, it's, yeah.
Like, I'm just more of, like, a behavioral thing, like, his clumsiness and his goofs, like, he drops something or he, like, messes something up when he's building a toy, like, never, like, stupid.
Right.
Never.
No, in one of the other
videos. He does,
but, yeah. And then I can talk about what that means.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there might not have been enough evidence for this one to rate it solo. I might have been better off, like.
It could be that I've interpreted it in the opposite way, like there was an under exaggeration of Brandon, but I would have exaggerated it because it was so. There was a lack of. I think, yeah, it was a low person as well. I did 3 or 4.
Openly shows the way he feels, whether it's good or bad, shows his emotions openly. The six. Is there, in the other language, is this, is that the one where it says in his gestures or no, that's a different one, but the is emotionally expressive, either verbally, gesturally, or... I think that... I mean, I didn't think it was characteristic. I didn't go as high as 7.
Right.
So I think that my 6 was the fact that even when he's, you know, not verbalizing his emotions, he does let them... one way or another with this play, and as long as he can't tell what the GST is actually programming for, nervous. Okay, so this is the unstructured environment. And yeah, you gave the 9 because he did not react to the new space. Well, I don't know. For me,
the It wasn't as much of a nine. I would put it as a 7 because it was a talking point.
Wow, that took some time.
Because
you went out for dinner.
No, when I realized it was 18-year-old, and then the other ones wouldn't print, so then I finally got this one to print. You look at these as well?
I mean, maybe he didn't have like all of his stimuli and play resources, but
no.
We didn't get it to the end of the
video. Oh, okay.
I don't know if your question was like, you might have set your handle.
Throw out.
But,
Yeah.
Okay. you wanted to go higher.
I would put it. I don't think this means right.
I like 5, 6. So, 8. Humans get, what is that? Easily offended or sensitive to criticism.
I don't know why I would put it to 6 because you get a criticism.
Yeah. And I felt like he received a lot of her probes and like kind of what she was trying to get out of him. I think that he perceives that sometimes as like criticism or just the way that he takes it. But he,
I mean, I can see that in other videos. I'm just gonna do this one. Because he like wants to please her, he wants to get the right feeling.
It's a long article.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he could.
I think it's short, it's just like printed words. I couldn't get the PDF for some reason, so I had to just print it off.
I thought in the sense he's really sensitive to racism. I couldn't put evidence. I totally agree with
that. Yeah, I think that was one of those. It was like, is there evidence one way or another, or is the fact that I think that he. I'm like trying to guess the way he's perceiving her, and so that's why I think
this one he is particularly not. I guess maybe he like understood that.
Suspicious, distrustful. But I think it's definitely higher than what I had it on. Which one was 6? Because they're one of the 3 videos that we watched last. I did rate it a lot higher than
let's
usual.
Let's
keep
this.
Let's see if we can get a
17, 12.
PDF.
Okay.
The librarian should be able to get you out.
Alright. He was giving her 3 gifts, and then
somebody
got
the
3
library.
Gifts.
Yeah, could get that PDF. I don't think I used that.
I thought you might have had
this
one, I'm not quite sure.
Legos.
Yeah. That's cute. He doesn't get privacy.
Yeah, that was big.
He was scary. And she had to try to scare him.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That looks like a serial phone message. Yeah, there was the presence in that video. Maybe if we end up talking about that video, I'll remember, but
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. This video, because I would go higher than my 3.
I would go lower than my 9.
Okay.
I
think
6.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I might even say 7 because I just get the sense that he's way more in tune, like, I think he knows where she's going, like, what she's getting at when she.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, she's really good, but I think that he is
right.
Pretty perceptive.
I think so.
Top good child.
Because
I'm a 1 Yeah, you did.
I could move it to a 3.
It's
uncharacteristic of him in this one.
Yeah.
Not to talk. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely lower than a 5 because.
I just felt like it's more than a. It's less than a 4 because 4 is like.
Yeah,
so.
And it was characteristic of the session that he was not really volunteering a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
3. I can do it. I'll go 3. Okay, here's our biggest difference. 85, he is aggressive, physically or verbally.
Wow.
I get 1 and 9.
1 and 9?
Yeah.
Is that the only one with
that
extreme?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
You can't get more extreme than that.
That's pretty extreme, Dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Wow.
Let's hear. Yeah, you saw him as a total antisocial personality.
Maniac.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Did he hit it? Did he hit the therapist?
No, he had the whole slot machine. He hit the girl.
An imaginary girl.
Yeah. But then he also protects her.
I don't think that he
was. It didn't sound like a nine to me.
He was not.
It's not.
He was never verbally aggressive. He never, you know, called out the therapist or any other hypothetical person in any way. He can be a little rough with his toys. Like, he can be a little, but I actually code that under neat and orderly in behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he was trying to be destructive with the toys.
I don't think he was trying to be destructive.
He doesn't talk about fights or arguments with other people.
Just the slap.
Yeah.
Right.
I would like to rewatch the whole slap machine part because I think that was like really heavy.
You want your video? You want your flash drive back?
I think we're making pretty good progress. Oh, right. I don't want to get hung up.
Yeah, I would have put it at the 9-1-1, but I don't think I would go to the 11-7.
I mean, I could go up to a 3.
Yeah. It's something, I guess. Because he does try and protect her. But he's aggressive and I don't know. It's a lot of call. If I could put both, because I can see both sides.
So you want to just say somewhere closer to like 5 or 6?
Yeah, I don't know if you could say like maybe 2, right?
Yeah, I just didn't see.
That's true. If I have both extremes, then I guess in the end it just can't go each other out.
Yeah.
I guess a 4.
Yeah, and I guess since, you know, just because the complete absence of it doesn't mean that it would be a 1 for me. So
right.
I could do like a 3.
Yeah, I could do a 4.
Okay. Enjoy solitary activities.
I put it out of the 9 because there was so much about this video.
I wonder if there's an article that's keep that. See, you've been successful.
Yeah.
So, what is the one about independence about?
We wanted to check the slap.
Yeah, I mean, we rated up the exact same. We rated that as 6. And so.
So
we're
just
pulling
from each?
So 86, I gave that one a 6.
We're just
going to
be pulling from each. I see. Pulling from each?
So I felt like if anything, he wanted to be a little more
I don't
know how they differentiate them so much.
But yeah.
He does want to do something that does his own things, but at the same time, he shares with her.
Just because he's not moving her. 83 is
on this one, you and I vary hugely. Because I thought in that video he was asking me to press the scare button the whole time.
Oh, see that one. That was the one where
into
3 and 86. Yeah, so I gave an 8 and a 9 on that one because that was the whole thing he was talking about how he tries to get away from his family and he won't leave him alone and he just wants to play by himself.
And I put it so low because he gives her the responsibility of pushing the button. What would happen if she didn't push the scare button? It was always up to her to press it. She, finds it out.
So great.
But I see what you're saying too. He brings up
Because he really
dropped a couple in there.
Nice to, his occasional, like, going into his own world and playing is why I gave it 6, but I don't think that, like, wanting, you know, wanting solitude is characteristic of the session or the where you can draw from the session.
Right. I could bring it up. I can take it down. I can take it to.
I can see a 7. I can see 7, 6 or 7. Not a 5. Let's look from Skipton. Easily upset. Doesn't take much to get him irritated or mad.
I think this goes along with the over exaggeration one. So I might have quoted it.
You mean the dull writing? What are you talking
about? Yeah. So I think I quoted it unusually high, but I think I'll take it from to the
point. This is interesting. Let's keep it less important because it's down a lot.
And I think this was exclusively to be something else a little bit.
Okay.
So,
right. But let's just keep it in the pile, but
right.
Not as important to read, maybe.
Yeah,
we probably won't refer to this, but I think it's an interesting part of where
it is. Give it back to the boundaries.
It's something that you don't refer to in literature.
Okay.
Yeah, he's never, verbally expressed irritation.
You guys keep coming with articles every week.
And
okay. Yeah, I figured out.
The shy part was this one. I think it was.
If I could speak, what is that, Turkish?
I think so. Yeah.
Last Turkish session, yeah, you might be right. You might be closer to a 6 or 7 on this session.
Right.
Is it this year?
Yeah.
Moscow.
On this one, yeah.
So Russia.
I
think that, I mean, was I
No,
I
was just saying, like,
it's
when we start.
Sort of like,
no.
New people. Like,
yeah.
Whenever we're done.
I mean,
okay,
yeah,
I'll
such
just
a,
say that. Okay.
You done? It doesn't say new people.
I was just curious
when
we had a deadline to start.
No.
No deadline.
But
oh,
if
yeah.
His book accepts us, then he lets us as June 3rd and 4th, sort of.
Okay.
It's just coming up.
Either way.
Nice.
To try Ninka.
Ninka
is fun as well.
What's Ninka?
Yeah, I felt like I definitely think it's worded.
Do you know when it is?
You know,
I can find
you
out.
People
okay.
Reserve for Shining.
Well, you
went
there.
No, I wasn't planning on it.
Let's see if they have a co-relationship with her.
Right.
So.
So in that case,
we're sending.
I would bring it up.
Somebody 5.
Yeah, I agree.
Sure.
Seems
cool.
I don't even know what I'm doing
next week,
honestly.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. I mean,
Albany,
wait, April 15th to 17th?
Never
mind.
Too
bad.
Oh, well, peach
that was a council resource.
Yeah,
which is not great,
there's
but
no
I wonder if there's a mental... I don't think we've learned a couple of just places.
Yeah, that was
it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
It?
Yeah. They have, like,
yeah.
You know how there's, like, ABA,
yeah.
They have, like, ACA, the counselors, and that New York one is, like, a subdivision of ACA.
But that's counseling, not
yeah.
Mental health counseling, right?
Yeah. Well.
They consider the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
What's this thing?
What about social work terms?
I don't know
what that is. See, we got to get going.
This one might be a new city. That's really easy to get to.
What's his new city chat?
Oh.
So now that you've done it over, you get a 0.9.
Right. We had a few like blatant goofs that
yeah.
Were like, I don't know why we put it there, but I still think something got screwed up with the analysis.
I honestly can't understand why it would be a 0.0.
like a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
we're off.
More than half of our cards were within.
Within at least two.
One or two.
See, it's just as mysterious as a 0.95.
Yeah. So, but yeah, even we had a couple of the polar opposites, which are weighted more than
But you two, when you talked it over, you two understood why you put what you put. Like, you understand why you put a one.
Yeah.
You put a nine for the, or was it vice versa?
Vice versa.
For the aggression one.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But I don't think the 0.0 was accurate.
Yeah. Well, we're going to reassign that one. And hopefully we'll do better next week.
Yeah.
One day at a time.
One day at a time.
Great night.
All right, see you later.
Oh, Jeff, congratulations on that award.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Congrats.
How'd you hear?
Congrats.
You know, email around, and then I spoke to Dr. Dinoffo.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it says that they have a question. Wait, do you know what award you want?
Yeah.
I want to teach you.
Oh, nice! Yay! You look like a good teacher.
I don't know if you are, but
yeah,
you have the appearance of one.
Yeah!
Oh, so there is one. June 22nd to 25th. All poster presentations.
But I don't know how to, like, get more information on it.
Where is it located?
D.C. Road trip. Speakers? Oh, they look nice.
They look nice. Would you want to contact them and just see? Like, there should be a phone number somewhere, right? Here, click on that.
Thing? No,
yeah.
Yeah.
But
it just opened my mail.
Oh, I thought it was a.
Let's not look at this. I think it's just an email to contact them.
Okay.
Should I send this to Julia? Maybe she wants to send the abstract to them? If they, I don't even know if they're still accepting. I feel like it'd be on their page.
Yeah, you can email it to Julia.
Yeah.
Julia,
you can go to Hey Folks and find her.
Hey Folks,
what
the heck
is that?
Hey Folks, isn't that a group? Should you know things?
Is it
Hi Folks?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I start the.
Yeah.
Julia, I have a list of directories.
Julia Robert.
Okay, Linford.
Linford.
That's her last name, really?
Yep.
I thought it was going to be like a C or like a K.
Linford. I never used the last names, you know, I just.
Right?
I just use first names. JULIA.LYNFORD@gmail.com